You are listening to Destiny Pizza.
It is week 121 of Destiny Pizzas. It is September 1st, which is a Tuesday. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
Let's get into some of the leftovers. So we had that awesome tease at the end of the episode. I was trying to be Vin Diesel. I channeled my inner Vin Diesel on the Rock.
Yeah.
For that.
If we would have had to tease it for like 2 years from now.
Yeah.
And be like, episode 2 years from now.
Yeah, an episode 240.
This may possibly be happening.
We might be talking about the new Star Wars movie. This is probably the craziest news I've ever read. Terminator Genesis. Yes, the newest Terminator movie. Had the fourth biggest American film opening in China with $27.4 million, which is not that big, in my opinion.
It's not. It's not. Especially China's got a lot of people, but I guess they don't have a lot of people that can afford stuff. I don't know how much movies cost over there anyway, but I think it was behind, like, I forgot the movies. I think it was behind Avengers.
Avengers, probably Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
And
Transformers, maybe?
Transformers. Transformers had a huge opening in China.
Yeah. The last one, the newest one.
Marky Mark.
But,
This might be responsible for the next Terminator movie. Like, they might make a movie all because of that.
I'm very excited.
I was wondering,
I'm very excited.
Do you think they're ever going to make, like, a just Chinese sequel to a movie? If a movie, like, completely flops here and does well there, do you think they'd ever make one with, like, Jackie Chan and whoever that other high-paid actress was on that list last week?
That's an interesting concept, but...
Because I know they did that with Paranormal Activity. Not Chinese one, but they did a Japanese sequel.
Oh, did they?
To Paranormal Activity, which was after the first one. It's about... Because the way the first one ends is the actual ending in canon is the woman runs away and she's never seen again. Supposedly, when you cross paths with this woman, the demon transfers from her to you or, like, multiplies or something. Who knows? So this girl is on vacation in America and is in a car accident and hits, or, like, it was about to hit that woman on the road and hits, like, a pole or something, gets paralyzed, and then she goes back to Tokyo, and then all these spooky things happen in her house.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, that's interesting, because, like, it is an expanding of the universe.
Yeah.
And I don't think you've really ever seen that happen before, like, in an international market.
That's a really cool idea to do that, to offshoot it like that.
To make it more personal.
Yeah.
Even though I think Japanese horror movies are way more horrifying than any Paranormal Activity.
Yeah.
Because they have, like, these weird, like, they humanize the demons and stuff, which you never see that in Paranormal Activity.
Yeah.
But you see that a lot in, like, the Japanese movies. And they're always, like, they must have, like,
a different threshold for, like... Because I think there's places you can go too far in America, and I think they just don't do it because they're like, we do not want to, like...
Yet, like, a child molester or rapist or whatever is okay.
Good point.
I think our thoughts on, like, horror movies are just way different compared to theirs.
Yeah.
Because usually there, it's, like, a little...
Yeah, well, horror movies, they got to be different for every culture.
Yeah.
Of, like, what scary things are way different.
Well, because, like, you look at, like, the European horror movies, and it's, like, Let the Right One In. It was, like, Icelandic or Norwegian or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or Swedish or something. And that's, like, a horror movie, but I wouldn't consider that a horror movie at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, until you find out that the girl's a vampire, but you never see her, like, eating people or anything, like, crazy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, an artsy horror movie, I guess. It's an artsy movie that has, like, a horror subtext, I guess.
Yeah.
But then you go to, like, here, and the horror movies are horrifying. You go to South America now, and you see, like, these crazy horror movies that you'd never expect. Like, Guillermo del Toro does, like, the crazy, weird movies.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you go to Japan or, like, any of those Asian countries. Like, Indonesia has, like, really scary horror movies, and Japan has really scary horror movies. I wonder if it's just because it's a different horror, or if it's...
Yeah.
If it's, like, a foreign terror.
Mm-hmm.
I remember hearing this story about, like, an Indian horror movie that was so scary, they had to have... I mean, I assume you hear it all the time, where you had to have ambulances outside the movie theater because people are having heart attacks.
Oof.
Watching this movie.
Wow.
But I'm not sure if that's, like, an urban legend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. So, yeah, that's... I wonder if they would ever think about doing, like, a Asian-centric... Like, you could probably get Arnold Schwarzenegger in this movie again.
Yeah.
For, like, if well, they were to they do, like, a Chinese...
Well, I think they signed them all on for...
No, I'm saying, like, if they were to do a Chinese sequel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because he's apparently still really big in China.
Yeah.
And they said this movie may be the first... Or maybe... Yeah, but I think it said the first to do less than 100 domestically, but over 500 foreign.
That's crazy.
Something like that.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Another thing in China, the opening weekend isn't a big deal. It's like all the movies there seem to pick up over time.
Yeah.
Or like word of mouth. And
so I think that's why they were saying that.
Yeah.
It's because if it's that big, it'll be maybe more consistent than here. It's like a
it's like
huge drop off. It's like a 50% drop off, and then it's like the first 3 weeks are like the 95%, 90% of the gross. The
that's an interesting
gross.
Thing I want to look at.
Yeah. And then we got War of the Planet of the Apes news. Gabriel Chavarria has been cast as the human lead in the movie. And that's all we know.
Yeah.
We don't know if he's an enemy, a friend.
I was assuming it was a woman. Gabriel.
It is a dude.
Oh, that's LLE, right? Gabriel.
Yes. It's Gabriel.
What else has a dude been in?
I think he's in some TV show. I hadn't heard of him. So, I mean, everyone knows the apes are the real stars anyway. Like, I don't even know who the dude was, the human lead in Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. He was just some dude. I'm not sure. I've seen him before. I just don't know. I don't know the actor's name. It's all about Andy Serkis, though.
Let's see. Oh, wow. Oh, he was. I think he was the guy from Glee. Is this the guy? Mm. He looks like the guy from Glee in this picture.
I don't think
that's him. No, he is best known for playing Jacob Aguilar in the series East Lost High. Interesting. That seems like a nearly like a no-name guy.
Yeah.
He was also in Freedom Riders. Oh, it's a Hulu show. Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
Kong Skull Island news. Jason Mitchell joins the cast. Yeah, so
that's another.
They're replacing all. They're getting that cast together quickly.
And I think he has some connection to other people. I think he was in.
Oh, he was in.
Straight Outta Compton.
Straight Outta Compton. And he was Easy.
Yeah.
I think one of the other guys is Dr. Dre, I believe, who already joined the cast. Or somebody. There's two of the guys from Straight Outta Compton are in Kong Skull Island.
Let's see. I think it's Corey Hawkins. Yeah, Corey Hawkins, who played Dr. Dre. You hear about what Eazy-E's son said?
No.
Eazy-E's son saying that Suge Knight killed Eazy-E.
Oh, really?
Because apparently in some Jimmy Kimmel interview, this is probably the scariest thing I've ever talked about. I'm worried that Suge Knight might actually kill me. Yeah. That's why, because he's a crazy person. Yeah. He said, like, bullets aren't his style anymore. That's all, or, like, bullets aren't in fashion to kill people anymore. It's all about, like, syringes.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess back in the day, Suge Knight and Eazy-E had an altercation in the studio. And, like, shortly after that, Eazy-E came out and said he had HIV or AIDS. And then, but, like, none of Eazy-E's kids have AIDS. And none of his, like, the people he's had sex with had AIDS, allegedly. So he's like Suge Knight killed me. He like posted this on Instagram.
Oh wow!
But I'm like, he also probably doesn't know that how AIDS works, because like once if you're a responsible person, in my head, once you have like AIDS or HIV, like you won't have sex with other people.
Not if you're Eazy-E, I guess.
I don't know. Yeah, like that seems so. Like it makes sense for like none of his lovers to have like or like none of his. I think the word was baby mamas. To have HIV or AIDS, and none of his kids to have AIDS, because if he got it, he could have gotten AIDS another way.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I don't know. That's a crazy rumor. But then, why would he why would he say that on Jimmy Kimmel's show?
Yeah, I don't know why he would say that. And that.
But apparently, he said it back in the day. Like, obviously, Suge Knight isn't on Jimmy Kimmel anymore.
He's still showing up.
Yeah, he's like, it's crazy. I just drove over some dude.
Is he in prison right now?
From what I've heard, every time he goes to court, he ends up having seizures because yeah. like he finds out that he has to pay this much bail,
yeah.
and he like can't get bail out. And I have an odd connection to that case, mm-hmm. so I don't want to say anything right. too much about it.
Yeah,
I don't remember if I've already have because I think we started
maybe. Oh, I don't quite remember. Let's not bring it up if we did.
And maybe Suge Knight's being tortured in prison with this podcast. Yeah. I don't know.
He's like, I'm listening. And when I get out,
you just see him like in the thing, like crush an iPhone.
Stop
it! It's like I'm.
They
done.
Just keep handing him iPhones.
Yeah,
you have to listen.
You have to listen. And here's an iPhone to listen to.
It's like there's a more effective way to listen to it, so I don't break things. It's like. Adam, we don't care. This is the only way we're going to do it. Prometheus 2 news. Ridley Scott says that it is going to be his next movie.
After The Martian, he said he's going to come back. And
yeah. So, I mean, it's been in the talks for a while, but
yeah.
he has confirmed that is his next movie.
They think this is, like, since this movie is so delayed, it's pushing back Neil Blomkamp's Alien movie.
Yes. And then, odd news, Borderlands, the video game, they are making a movie.
Have you ever played Borderlands?
I have never played
It's really fun, yeah. but it's like...
I hear it's a good game.
It's a really good game, yeah. but then it's like, it's so movie-like as is...
Oh, yeah?
...that I'm wondering how it's going to happen.
Huh.
It's like very cinematic and stuff.
But like, you think that's a story. Good thing or a bad thing?
I don't know. I think you'd do well getting movie people into the game, but I don't know how many of the game people want to get into the movie.
Yeah.
Because it's so interactive and everything that you're like, you lose that level.
Yeah, I'm sure it's the... movie people into the game more than game people into movie because it's hard to translate. Like I can't think of a video game that's worked well into a movie that like people who play the game are like, oh, this movie was awesome too.
Yeah,
they're trying it, so like they're doing it with a bunch of games. So
yeah,
we'll see if any of it were Assassin's Creed, Mortal. I mean, not Mortal Kombat. They tried it with Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter failed. But like World of Warcraft, they're trying.
Yeah. So.
There's a bunch down the pike. One of them's got to work, they figure.
I think World of Warcraft is going to make a bunch of money.
Yeah, I think.
There are so many weirdos
out
there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's just because we live so close to Blizzard headquarters that we see a lot of it. And they're all like employees, but it's pretty big, yeah.
Yeah.
Iron Giant 2 news. Vin Diesel teased something about Iron Giant 2. He says, I have been very lucky... to have played so many interesting characters. One of the first and one of my favorites is the Iron Giant. P.S. Don't be surprised when you hear Warner Brothers announce the sequel.
I'm trying to think, what would a sequel be?
I don't even remember how that movie ended.
He
went back to his planet or something, right?
No, they launched like a missile at him, but it's gonna like I don't know if it's a nuclear missile or what, but it's going to like destroy the town or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So he flies up into the air to save everybody, and he explodes into a bunch of pieces. And then Hogarth keeps one of the pieces of him. The screw, and then one day it taps at the wall. He lets it outside, and it's all at the North Pole. He's assembling himself together. Like Superman, he's in the North Pole.
I can't wait until the Russians sue the shit out of him.
Yeah, and then Iron Giant has to walk into court and be like, yeah, so I think that's such a perfect movie in and of itself. But
yeah,
they gotta make sequels of everything.
Yeah, sometimes they ruin the franchise by making a sequel. Woody Allen movie news. This is the one with Kristen Stewart and Jesse Eisenberg because they can't stop working together. Yeah, it seems like. Bruce Willis exited the movie a few days ago, and apparently he's being replaced by Steve Carell, which I'm very curious about, because, like...
Can't see them in the same role.
I can't see them in any of the same roles. What was that
movie? Steve Carell couldn't be in Die Hard.
I would love to see Steve Carell in Die Hard.
Well, he did that spy movie.
With Tina Fey, Date Night?
Oh, which... that too.
Oh, yeah.
But he did the one based on the TV show.
Oh, and... Get Smart?
That's the one.
You're telling me there's a world in your head where Bruce Willis is in Get Smart?
No, I'm telling you the world where he did a spy movie.
Well, he also did that Pyongyang movie.
Similar-ish to a cop movie.
He did Pyongyang, which we never got to see because it was North Korea.
Ah, I want to see that movie, too. It sounds good.
It sounds good. I was like...
Oh, they never made it, though, right?
No, I think they made it.
Did they make it?
Or I think it was like in production or something.
I think it was in production, and they just stopped. I don't think they actually filmed anything.
See, in my head, there's like a little bit of that at Sony or something.
Maybe. I want that.
I might have a chance to meet like, someone high
back.
Up.
I'm hoping they visit it back because I don't...
Yeah.
Like,
I have a chance to meet someone at Sony. Sony Marketing, International Marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm interested. I'm going to ask them a lot of questions. And then yeah. Hopefully
Sony hacks.
Like, so how's it working on a blueberry or a BlackBerry?
How's Spider-Man going? Work on BlackBerries?
Yeah, when during the hack.
Yeah.
They had to take out all these old cell phones. Like, I guess they had just like a boxes and boxes of old cell phones that they had to use. Golden Axe. If you know what Golden Axe is, that means you played the Sega Genesis back in the day. Universal.
Or an arcade game.
Is it an arcade game as well?
Yeah. It's an arcade game.
Interesting.
Sega
or Universal is circling all these Sega properties, so like Streets of Rage, Shinobi, Virtua Fighter. I don't remember what else, but apparently Golden Axe is in that collection, so there's a chance we might get to see a Golden Axe movie, which in my opinion, Altered Beast was in there, which I was like, that's a weird game. It's like this Greek, do you ever play Altered Beast?
No.
It's like you're like a Greek or a Roman. And then you have these powers, and after you kill enough people, you can turn into, like, a werewolf.
Huh.
Like a buff, like a really buff.
That's kind of a cool
werewolf
idea in a video game.
That video game was horrible. It was so hard
to really?
Play.
Yeah. It sounds cool.
I have it on my phone, actually.
Yeah.
Let's see. And it like, Altered Beast. Like, it's very strange. But yeah, I think you can
see,
buy it
for like
a dollar.
That idea doesn't translate to a movie at all, though. Because that just sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, it's weird. And Bourne 5 is filming this week. Seems like it was very hush-hush. Matt Damon's like...
Yeah. He's like, oh, it's filming this week.
Yeah. Do you see they release all this like promo stuff, like viral stuff for The Martian? Like Neil deGrasse Tyson is explaining the flight.
I saw that they did it. I did not see it.
Yeah, I didn't see it either.
But I did see that they did it. Yes.
Yeah. Interesting.
And I believe Bourne 5, he also, besides some other comments, like they're going to be in Greece and in Vegas at some point in the movie. I believe. Something like that.
The main stuff that they're going to film in Vegas is all stuff that, like, at Paris Hotel.
Yeah.
It's because they couldn't afford to go to actual Paris.
They're like, we literally, like, this European, it's always a European thing.
Yeah.
So they're like, we just wanted to go to the small Eiffel Tower. We'll just shoot it, pretend
it's
the,
like
real
the real Eiffel Tower. And TV news.
Galaxy Quest has the TV series is, in development, and Amazon has is the one producing it.
Yeah.
So we don't know if a pilot hasn't. I think they're making a pilot, but we don't know if it's been ordered or ordered a series. But it's in development, so
yeah.
We don't know if it's a sequel, a complete reboot, or what. But
I'm personally hoping Tim Allen is in this.
I would hope. I doubt it. I would hope. Then again, he's not doing much. So
he's like Richard.
He's on some TV shows, but
is he still on Last Man Standing or whatever?
I think that show still exists. I like to think it does, even though I've never seen it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think he's got to make a ton of money from Buzz Lightyear, right? Being Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, yeah, he's probably making boatloads of money. Totally forgot he was Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I forget that, too, but it's like,
I
even
heard
though
he
doesn't change his voice
that much. Stand-up randomly. Like,
oh, does he?
Randomly see, like, his name won't be there.
Yeah.
You just go in one night and he'll be there.
I think that's the only way those guys can do it, unless they
I heard him and Bob Saget still does stand-up every so often.
Yeah. I think... Unless you like have a real polished act, if you just want to try things out, the only way you can do it is
just randomly.
Yeah, because otherwise you'll get too much commotion and be like, "Oh, you start just start barking at him like Home Improvement."
So, yeah, that's that. This is weird news from The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
AMC is going to do a web series about a walker on a flight, which is set during the Fear of the Walking Dead time, yes. And it's like a flight from like JFK to LAX or something.
Yes, and I heard that a dude on that flight is going to appear in season 2 of Fear of the Walking Dead.
Interesting.
So, I guess somebody must survive. Unless they're saying he's a zombie who was on that flight. Who knows?
That'd be cool. I wouldn't mind it if it was a zombie on The Walking Dead, or on Fear of the Walking Dead, and like the first zombie to die in season 2.
I would kind of like that too. It's just, that's the... You just see him. Yeah, then they kill him. That's how season 2 starts
or
something.
You see like a plane like flying overhead and you see this like, walker just fucking crash and splat all over the ground.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That
you're like, what the hell just happened?
Yeah.
And maybe like the show ends with them like flushing the zombie down the toilet or something. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you know how airplanes, like, empty there?
Yeah. But I'm kind of interested in seeing that web series just because it's a cool idea of, like, what if...
It's always interesting to me to see how polished, like, the web series is.
Yeah.
Because sometimes web series are, like, very polished, and sometimes they're, like, not very polished. Yeah. I'm like, oh, this is interesting. Like, I'm surprised they even associated this with, like, a show that's
exactly.
so polished.
Like, it's weird. They're doing this... They're doing a bunch of viral stuff for, like, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Mm-hmm. And just, like, the quality of it was really weird. It's like... Like, they shouldn't really associate these. Like, you're trying to go... It's, I like the concept of it. It's just the execution doesn't really always work so
yeah, like,
well.
They did a Heroes Reborn, like,
yeah.
mini-series thing online, mm-hmm. which was, like, I think it's, like, 8-10-minute episodes. And it's the dude from A to Z, the friend.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's strange. Like, this is where his life went after that show.
Yeah.
And, like... It's weird. I don't know. It's like a prequel or something. I don't know. I didn't watch it. But
mm-hmm.
Game of Thrones has this dumb theory that was everywhere on the internet. And it's has to do with Jon Snow.
Every theory is about Jon Snow.
Yeah. And it's a theory that it's... So I'm going to try to remember everything that was this theory is about. The theory is that Jon Snow is not the only child to come out of that rape of Leela and... Who did it? Targaryen? Rhaegar or something? Targaryen?
Mm-hmm.
When he raped Leela, that she... He wasn't the only kid to come out.
There is another.
Yeah.
Skywalker.
There was a twin. Yeah, pretty
a
much.
A sister! It's like, I have a sister!
A twin sister.
And it's... It's the
Mira.
Wildling chick.
Yeah, it's wildling chick. Because, and the way this theory is set up is because... Oh, no, seriously.
Oh, I was talking about the
Oh, it's not the wildling chick.
Redhead.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
The one
he, no, it's the...
The one he sleeps
it's
with.
It's the girl that's with Bran.
Oh, yeah.
It's that girl because
mm-hmm.
her father and Ned Stark were the only two people to leave that tower alive. And it's like, why would we both take the twin kids... It's best if we separate them.
Yeah.
And in the books, they're like the same age. And then in the show, they look very similar.
Yeah.
So that's where that theory comes from.
Yeah. Okay.
You weren't too... You didn't know about that theory, though, right?
No, I didn't know about
it. So you're not very far off. It is a Skywalker. Very Skywalker theory.
It's very Star Wars.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. George R. Like, we don't know anything. Like, he can literally change it. Like,
yeah.
Like, maybe he likes some of these theories. He's like, oh, that, like, you like, think oh, he, like, bad. I don't think he's, like, completely developed. Like, he knows an ending, the general idea.
Yeah.
Maybe, I guess the bigger themes he probably does know. Mm-hmm. Like, something like that, I would think he would know. But he can always change things.
So. Yeah.
Interesting theories.
That, and he recently came out and said Stannis Baratheon is not dead in the books.
Yeah.
But that doesn't really affect the TV series because there's, like, some 20 characters that aren't dead in the books that aren't dead in the series and stuff. Mm-hmm. And vice versa.
Yeah. That's a pretty big character, though, like as far as storylines
go. Yeah, but there's also a whole character that we have not been introduced to yet that is currently...
Big, yeah, good point.
Not in the series. Like, major character.
Yeah.
I don't know how much you know about that.
I don't, but... I know there's some Iron Islands people we don't know about that are supposedly coming on next season.
No, this is, like, a major character that... I don't know how to say this without being a spoiler. Because it seems like they won't bring it into... The show, because it's kind of, like, not realistic, I guess.
Yeah. Now they do stuff. Like, they only go out there so far.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
They're trying to pepper us in, and I think they give us a little.
But this is, like, a huge character.
Yeah.
And
they just don't think they can do it. It's just hard, because they only have 10. Like, they got an hour. Like, they only have 10 hours a season.
Yeah. And but like, this is like a huge.
But they could have like painfully gone slow. They just want to end it.
Actually, I could see this character coming back this season or being introduced this season.
Yeah, it's just so unpredictable with what they're going to do next year.
Yeah, and the Shield is going to be remastered in 4K and put back on or re-released or something. I don't know how they're going to release Blue or 4K. Apparently, 4K DVDs are supposed to be out.
Oh, yeah.
This December, but...
What do you play them on?
4K players.
Oh, they got new players for them, too?
They're probably going to come out in December as well.
Mm-hmm. But you need, like, a 4K TV as well.
Yeah. And then, like, you need certain types of 4K TVs, because some 4K TVs support, like, one format, and other 4K TVs don't support this format. So unless you have like a 4K TV that streams Netflix, and I think it's Netflix and Amazon that have 4K content right now,
yeah.
I wouldn't buy a 4K TV.
Yeah.
Because I thought about buying one for a long time, and then it doesn't seem worth it.
Seems better to wait until it's like mainstream.
Yeah.
Because all this stuff comes out, and then it's mainstream. Like, it's not even that long until it's mainstream.
They filmed
really
a lot of stuff in like 6K for like Netflix. Like they filmed like the last season of House of Cards in 6K.
Yeah.
And like you can watch it in 4K right now.
Huh.
But like you have to have like an upper plan on Netflix.
Yeah.
And then I was like, why would I know you filmed it in 6K. I might as well just wait until like a 6K or 8K TV comes out.
Yeah.
Whichever one's next.
Mm-hmm.
And then buy that.
Yeah.
It does look beautiful though. You go to like Costco or something, you see all those 4K TVs and holy crap. Does,
like when you, like you don't think, like how does it get better? How does it get better? And then you end up seeing one.
You're like, everything is so clear. Like there's no, there's nothing that's out of focus. It's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty amazing.
Like, you can see a little person in a background building, like washing a window or something. It's weird.
Yeah.
And video game news. Nintendo announced that there's going to be a Mega Yarn Yoshi amiibo. So they announced for Yoshi's Woolly World, which comes out October 16th in the United States, which is already out everywhere else, that there's a little yarn amiibo Yoshi where they're like stuffed Yoshis. There's a blue, a pink, and a green one. They announced this Mega Yarn Yoshi, which is like four times the size of it, and it's $40, and it has the amiibo in the foot, and it works. I think I'm going to try to buy it, but it's going to be very expensive if you don't get it the first time around. I recently got a Rosalina and Dr. Mario amiibo, and I'm pretty stoked on that, because I wanted Rosalina for a long time. It's Target exclusive, and it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. How'd you track it down?
Target restocked on them.
Okay, nice.
Apparently now the way Nintendo's doing it is they're like, we're going to make sure that everyone who wants one gets one.
Yeah.
So like the Retro 3 pack was a GameStop exclusive, and it was like $30 for three amiibo.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Duck Hunt, Dog with the bird, the NES robot, and Mr. Game & Watch.
Did you ever try to get one, like buy an overpriced one because
yeah, I did that before.
Find one.
I wasn't very proud of it. Yeah. Well, it wasn't overpriced, but it was international. It was a Japanese one.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought a Rockman in Japan, which was Mega Man. Mm-hmm. And I bought it on Amazon for like $13, and that's the normal price for an amiibo.
Okay. Then how's that but overpriced?
It's not overpriced, but it's international. It's not like an American one.
Oh, okay. That's not a big deal.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, I mean, I'm sure there's people buying like...
Oh, no, I did. I bought a Gold Mario for $50.
Oh.
And that was because it's like really rare. Like you can't get them.
But now they're gonna. Everyone's gonna be able to.
No, not those ones.
Oh, okay.
Nintendo didn't make very money on those because I think that was a Walmart.
I'm just
exclusive.
Sure there's some that people were buying that now they're gonna release.
Yeah, like Marth.
I'm assuming
Wii
they're
Fit
watching
Trainer
the market
Villager.
Where they're like, oh, it's.
Well, some dude was like an asshole and he just bought all of them. Like he bought like thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars worth to like create a market. And he's like, I just hate nerds or something like that. I forgot what he said.
Yeah.
He's like,
see, if I'm Nintendo and I see that, I'm intentionally like making more. Like I try to counteract.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to do, I guess.
Well, also there was a big problem with the port strike in Long Beach, and I guess that's where all the Nintendo stuff comes from Japan.
Yeah.
Or China, and like that really screwed up the market.
Oh.
So like that 3DS I have downstairs, I have like the Majora's Mask 3DS. I think when it came out it was like $120 to $150 and I bought it for $180 on eBay.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not too bad.
But that's not like...
It's not like crazy.
Yeah. Like that. That's within the range.
Yeah. That's what I viewed. I waited a while. It was originally $220 and I was ready to spend that. Oh, and then I bought it for like
$180.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
On Netflix today, the entire season of Puffin Rock and The One.
Yeah. And I think Puffin Rock is a kid's cartoon. Netflix original. A lot of those kids' programs for our Netflix originals, not that bad. They have really bad ratings.
Yeah.
Like Inspector Gadget has like a horrible rating.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what do you expect from like a 30-minute show that is two parts? It's like 15 minutes.
They're like judging it the same as like House of Cards. They're like, we've got to be critical on this stuff.
Or it's like,
it's not high quality.
This dude's car got hit with a missile. Like that happened yesterday. A car got hit with a missile.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just like the guy and his steering wheel. It's ends up. And, like, it's made in Canada, so it's probably made really cheap.
Yeah.
and it's like 3D animated, and it's Inspector Gadget. Like, what are you expecting?
Yeah. You get what you think you're going to get.
Yeah. And then the one is Jet Li and Jason Statham. So that's a good movie. That's where I learned about oral fixation, because, like, I think Jason Statham, early in the movie, he's trying to quit cigarettes. Oh, no, that was that the one, or was that War? That's War I'm thinking of, sorry. And he, like, tries to quit cigarettes, and he's like, oh, here's some candy, or here, like, put a toothpick in your mouth. You just want something in your mouth. Looking back, I think that's, like, a homosexual remark. Like, he's calling Jason Statham gay, but anyways.
Well, it was back in 2001, man.
Yeah.
They did that stuff more often.
It was, like, okay to do.
For some reason.
People were less sensitive or something, or people just didn't care about gay people's rights.
I think that's what it is.
They're like, they don't get offended.
They don't care.
They like these jokes.
It's more like we don't care about that.
Yeah. Come back tomorrow for some We Viewed, Reviewed, and discussion. It's a good time. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.